do. Just listen to Esther. Safe, positive, and fun. It's Esther Club.
Hello, and welcome to Esther Club. I know what you're thinking if you're my mom. I told you to just move the piles of clothes away from the couch when you record something. Well, you know what? That's just going to complicate my life a little too much right now, because the piles, you have to believe me when I tell you, they make sense. And any disruption of the piles will only set me back further to having those piles there recreated even longer. I can't explain it. Welcome to Esther Club. My hair is crazy. Can't stop messing with it. That's another thing I'm going to get in trouble about. All right. So this week, okay, you guys, I'm so nervous. I am traveling to Phoenix, Arizona this Thursday. So 2 days after this comes out, I'm doing a show in Phoenix. I am so nervous. Is the pandemic over? Like, I don't fully comprehend that that's even really possible for it to be over. And I know it's not over, but I'm vaccinated. A lot of people out here in California are vaccinated. Phoenix is happening. I'm doing a stand-up show there, and I actually have a couple family members that live in the area that are going to come to the show. So I'm really excited to, you know, see them and include one of them is my 92-year-old aunt, and she's coming to the show in COVID. So that'll be interesting. Part of me is like, do I bring her on stage? Like, I don't know. But I'm just nervous. I'm not even nervous for COVID reasons. I'm not nervous for travel reasons. I'm nervous because I have not done stand-up comedy for real in a really long time. And, you know, I've said this before a million times, but like, when COVID hit, I had just filmed my special. So I really didn't even have an act to begin with. Like, so I'm just really kind of scrounging and, you know, thinking and organizing and putting some new thoughts together. But I'm ultimately so excited, even though I'm nervous. Every time, like, I start looking at my notes and start preparing, like, I get super excited to get out there. And especially I feel like, you know, in the last year, my audience has really grown with Esther Club and with Bloodbath glowing up, and just even Instagram. Like, I feel like it'll be such a good group of people that I'm really excited about. And I've got a couple of friends coming with, so it'll be a fun night. And I am sharing, my earring came out. I'm sharing a hotel room with two other people, two guys. And my dad was like, what? I'm like, relax, this is my guy friends. Like, it's not like that. Which I thought was, I don't know, it's just funny. It's like funny to be 33 and like, your dad being like suspicious of you sharing a hotel room with men. Dave doesn't care. I guess it depends on who the men are. In this case, he doesn't care. So I did something controversial in my life. I tried something new that's out there at a restaurant that we all know and love. I'm scared to tell you this because I don't eat this item. I have been dairy free for like 4 years, but something came over me. I woke up from a nap, and when I freaking nap, I'm like, I wake up poisoned and mentally just off. And I was like, I'm ordering the Chipotle quesadilla. So I ordered the Chipotle quesadilla, which you can only order online or on the app. You have to like order ahead. Now, I have not had a cheese quesadilla in a long time. And the cheese quesadillas I grew up, like cheese quesadillas and cheese nachos, like that's the shit. Anyways, look, I had terrible stomach I'm just going to say I had terrible stomach after. I wasn't going to say pain. No, I had terrible stomach. That's a new disease. I had terrible stomach. It was not, it was not worth it. I keep going like this. I have to stop. Sorry. Fuck. It was not worth it. But I have a review of the Chipotle quesadilla. So it's obviously really good and exciting, right? Like that cheesy taste is just unbelievably delicious. But the Chipotle quesadilla itself is a lot of tortilla and it's not a lot of cheese. And it's a good amount of cheese, but it's not a lot of cheese compared to the amount of tortilla. So I would say like I ultimately just felt like I was eating a big ass tortilla with a little bit of a taste of cheese. And if I'm going to go for the cheese, which I'm never doing it again, but if I were to, you know, that book like O.J. Simpson, If I Did It, it's like if I were, sorry, that's not funny. If I were to order another quesadilla, I would need it to be like double the thickness of cheese that that was because I need more cheese than tortilla because the tortilla, you know, it's how I say like for fries, the sauce is really what I'm here for and the fries are just a vehicle for chips and guac. The guac is really what I'm after and the chips are a vehicle. So in a quesadilla, the cheese is what I'm here for and the tortilla is merely a vehicle and I don't need extra vehicle. I don't need más vehicle. I need un poquito vehicle y más jeez. Anyways, I'm never having it again, but I wanted to tell you that I thought it was fine. It could be better. It was pretty good. It was okay. It was pretty good. It was not bad. It's a cheese quesadilla. What? This review is meaningless. Because I liked it. Keep it like I loved it. But I was like pissed that it was too much tortilla. I have an update for Sleepover by Esther. I posted this on Instagram this past weekend. We locked in a fulfillment partner. Wait, I forgot to say, if you guys are watching this week when it comes out, you should come see me in Phoenix. I completely forgot to mention that. They just actually increased the capacity that they can do. So there's literally like a limited batch of release tickets. So if you still want to come see me in Phoenix in 2 days or whenever, this Thursday, April 29th at 8:00, you can get tickets at standuplive.com. Fuck, sorry, I should have mentioned that earlier. If you sat through the quesadilla thing, then you might want to come see me. But you might also not. I should have told you before the quesadilla thing because then it would have been higher chances that you'd want to go. I locked in a fulfillment partner for Sleepover by Esther. This is a huge deal because I don't have to fulfill the orders anymore. And this means so much for the company. This means that I can order more inventory and I don't have to house it here. I can, not only that, that means I can have more inventory. So I don't have to, because when I drop a collection, then let's say it goes live and then I have that week to fulfill it. But now I can drop a collection and in theory, it could be fulfilled over the next few months. So I could order a little more inventory and sell a little more units like over a longer period of time. So we'll see. You know, who knows? It's all an experiment. Like people could stop buying and stop caring and I'll lose all the money and it'll be fine. I mean, I don't want that to happen, but I'm very realistic that that could happen. But at the same time, the new things that I'm working on right now are things I'm so excited about and that I think are so funny. I'm really excited about it. But the fulfillment partner is a huge step. And if you guys have questions about this process, definitely let me know. I really want to answer them and be super transparent and God, I feel like I suck today. I just, the whole quesadilla thing, I just feel like that was really bad. I got distracted because I was getting texts, so. All right. Oh my God, last week's episode. Okay, so last week's episode, I talked about the top five my top five favorite scary movies. And you guys sent me recommendations that were so good. I actually made a list of your recommendations. I'm working off of it. And a lot of them are not streaming for free. So I'm trying to start with like, okay, what great scary movies are streaming on the platforms that I subscribe to? A lot of platforms. I'm obviously on Netflix, Hulu, Paramount Plus, because that's where my special is, Hot for My Name, check it out. HBO Max has really come through with lots of movies. That reminds me, I didn't check Paramount Plus for scary movies. Okay, so you guys gave me a great list of recommendations, and I'm gonna start trying to work through it. I can't remember if someone recommended Open Water. I started it. It's shot really weird. I like couldn't stick with it. But if you guys think I should, I definitely will. And then on HBO Max, I noticed they have I Know What You Did Last Summer. And I started that. And I was loving it. I think I'm only like an hour, maybe less into it. That one I'm really excited to keep watching. I'm super into it. And then someone said The Exorcist. I started that one. It has like a weird beginning and I just got like freaked out. I want to, if that's worth getting into, let me know too, because I will go back. Okay, today's, I've got an anti-sadness and kind of an unusual top five-ish. So my anti-sadness is literally just allowing myself to take naps. I have been really tired lately because I've been really focused on waking up early and getting in a walk or getting in a workout. And ever since I was in Skokie for 10 days and then I went to the East Coast for a few days. So I was really on that like East Coast, you know, early morning schedule. So I've been trying desperately to hold on to it. So I've been trying to wake up early every day, and it does lead to me getting super tired, and I can't decide, is it better to just wake up whenever my body wants to wake up? I don't know. But for now, I'm really embracing two things: checking off my to-do list throughout the day. So like basically I have my hand by hand planner, you know, like I have a hard planner that I write in, and I will, like, the night before just write in, you know, okay, I have this at 7, this at whatever, this time, bloodbath at 4, whatever it is. And then so I really just live and die by that. Like, I have to achieve all the things on that list and not be flaky and not be, like, late. You know, I stick to that. But within those rules, I'm going to allow myself to nap if I need it. So it's kind of a balance, right? Like, the balance is you're going to stick to the rules, but you're also going to not feel guilty and not feel like you're an overindulgent pig if you need a little bit of a nap. So I've been anti-naps my whole life. We're giving it a try. I don't know. What else? Okay, the top five-ish this week is not an Esther mandated top five. So I wanted to look, I have been obsessed with Shark Tank. I have been watching every week, you know, it comes out on Hulu. I watch the new episode. I fucking love it. I'm so entertained by it. I'm educated by it. I just love that show. I love seeing what products come out. I love hearing like about businesses and their sales and what they think their companies are worth. And like the way that the sharks have so much knowledge and they're so and not afraid to be mean, quite frankly, is very entertaining. And I don't like when they're mean to people. I actually don't prefer that. But I like how honest and upfront they are. So anyways, I today decided to look up what are the top five most successful Shark Tank products that have ever come through the show. So it's interesting because I actually know the top three and use the top three, and the other number four and five, I remember number four, I've never heard of number five. So We'll go in order from least popular to most. So number five, this one I never heard of. It's called Original Comfy Wearable Blankets. So I'm actually going to Google this because I want to see like how special this is. Original Comfy Shark Tank. Let's see. Okay, so it looks like a really large oversized hoodie that goes down to your knees. And okay, it's, yeah, it's just like a hoodie. It's like half hoodie, half blanket. I can see how this is popular, but I also can see how I don't really know how practical this would be for me, because I don't like wearing things that make me feel like restricted, and I feel like I would feel like I have to sit where I have to stay put wherever I am because I'm wearing a blanket. So I can kind of see why it's popular because it seems like a good gift idea, but I can see how it's also very gimmicky and I wouldn't really want to, like, I don't know. Okay, the next one I've heard of, I've always wanted, and then I just kind of forgot about it because it's a category where you kind of buy things in this category and then you never use them. So it's the Simply Fit Board. And I don't know if you guys watch the show, but it's like this weird board where you stand on it and you balance on it and you're supposed to twist, and then like gives you an ab workout. Okay, number three. I own two of these. It's like an embarrassing topic, but I don't ever want to go back. It's the Squatty Potty. It's fucking good, okay? It's kind of funny that that's the third most popular product to come through Shark Tank. Number two, you probably could guess this one. I feel like when you think of Shark Tank success stories, you think of this item. Do you know what it is? It's a Scrub Daddy. That guy, when he came on, like, I feel like that was an epic, like, iconic Shark Tank scene. Like, he came on with such energy. He was so psyched. He had such a great product. Every shark wanted it. That was a really, like, memorable pitch. And I oddly enough just bought some Scrub Mommies, which I thought was the same thing as the Scrub Daddy, just in pink, but it's not. It has a soft side to it. It's kind of different. I don't really get it. Anyways, I use a Scrub Daddy. I haven't used it in a while. I just happened to buy it recently. I don't know how in love with it I am. And then the number one most successful Shark Tank product, I also have this and use it. I loved it when I first got it. And then I was like, is this a gimmick? I don't know. But I still love it. And I still wear them all the time. It's Bombas socks. And I just like them because they have this like design that goes around your arch, and I have really high arches, so I just like any kind of extra arch support. So I do feel like these give me arch support that I don't necessarily get from regular socks, so I like them for that reason. And for that reason, I'm in. So those are the top five most successful products on Shark Tank. I wonder which shark. Let's see. Which shark partnered with Bombas? Oh, Damon. Oh, wow. That's cool. He is sort of the fashion retail kind of guy. I guess if I ever went on there with Sleepover, which I never would, I would never qualify for that show. My business is a mess. But he would probably be a really good shark for me because of his experience. All right, you guys. Well, this has been Esther Club. I'm sorry it's a fucking shit show mess. I can't wait to see you guys in Phoenix this Thursday. I'm really excited / nervous. I can't wait for you guys to embrace your relationship with naps the way I have been. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye. Safe, positive, and fun. It's Esther Club.